We're doing Yeshayahu. We're up to what's called the 32nd chapter, the 19th Pasuk. We had learned that there would be a time of peace. The people would return to Israel and they would live ethical lives. They would bring back justice to the land of Israel. V'yashav ami b'nevei shalom. And so the people of Israel will live in a house of peace. U'v'mishkanot miftachim u'v'mnuchot shananot. They will have, the land will be peaceful, and their cities will be tranquil. And we spoke last week about the importance of having confidence, that you develop differently when you live in a sense of peace and confidence in the future. Pasuk Yud Tet. Uvarad beredet hayar. Uvarad, and hail will fall in the forest, it won't harm the plantation. Uvashifla tishpal ha'ir. And the city will be built in low ground, and that's a sign of confidence. That you don't have to be worried that the enemy will attack, that you have to build your city on high ground. You'll be able to build in low ground and still be confident that you're not going to be attacked. Ashreichem zorei al kol mayim. The success will be because you will plant al kol mayim. Wherever water will be found to raise your crops, you'll plant there. Praised are you. You will be successful because you are zorei al kol mayim. You will plant wherever there is water to grow. Mishalechei regel hashov v'hachamor, and you send the ox and the donkey to eat there, and you don't have to worry if the donkey and ox eat the crops that are growing, because there'll be so much bounty that even the ox and the donkey will be able to eat from the grain that's growing for the people. Our sages say the pasuk has a deeper meaning as well. Ashreichem. Praised are you, Israel, zorei al kol mayim, that you planted and grew tzaddikim as though you were planting over water, and you will have you will reap the benefits of the righteousness that you developed with the ox and the donkey, that you'll have the ox to thresh the wheat, the donkey to carry it home. So that's our sages understood. This is a reference to the tzaddikim that Am Yisrael brought up. Ashechem zorei al kol mayim, that you were able to plant with the water of Torah. You did good deeds. You brought righteousness to the world. And now we begin a new prophecy. The Navi again in poetic form. If you look at the wording, the onomatopoeia, the sounds of the letters, you'll see that the Navi is using tremendous poetic form. So let's first listen to the sounds of Pasuk Aleph, and then we'll understand what he's talking about. Hoy shoded v'ata lo shadud. Whoa, you plunder, shoded v'ata lo shadud. No one plundered you. Uvogeid v'lovaged uvach. You are a traitor, but no one has been a traitor towards you. Katimecha shoded tushad, kanelotecha livgod, yivged uvach. Okay, the Navi is turning to Sancheriv. Sancheriv is the king that went and plundered every kingdom around the world, wherever he could reach. And no one plundered him. So he turned on everyone, yet no one turned on him. But it's not going to go on forever, Hashem says. Katimecha, when you finish, shoded tushad, you will be plundered. You'll think, oh, I'm done plundering the world. Well, the world is not going to be done with you. That's when you will be plundered. Kanlotecha livgod, when you'll get tired of turning on others, that's when everyone will turn on you. If I didn't know it was about Sancheriv, I would have thought this is about Hitler.
Or Napoleon.
Okay. Adonai choneinu lecha kivinu. Hashem, have mercy over us. Have compassion over us so that Sancheiriv doesn't take hold of us. Now, this prayer was answered in part, right? Sancheiriv managed to exile the northern 10 tribes. We had the remnants in the south. Even in the south, he conquered most of the south. We had Jerusalem. So our hope is in you. The Navi is hinting to the people, do not have faith in your pact with the Egyptians. The hope you have is in Hashem. Hashem, day after day, you should be our strength. Ziroa, the strength. Af Yeshuateinu be'eit tzara. You are our salvation when there is a time of danger, a time when we are oppressed. Mikol hamon nadidu amim. And so Hashem was our salvation when the angel comes and beat the nations. Meiro mimutecha nafitzu goyim. And whoever was left scattered. So this can be understood as Hashem's attack on Sancheiriv's forces. And this can be understood as Hashem's taking care of the nations in the war of Gog and Magog, or throughout the generations. V'usaf shelalchem. The loot will be gathered, osef echasil, gathered like the locust gather them. Kimashak gevim shokek bo. Just like the locusts have this hum as they're coming and eating their prey, that's how there's going to be this great noise of the Jews pouncing down on the loot that's left behind by Sancheiriv. Okay, well, we're out of time. We'll pick up here, Bezachem, next week.